And when you say it doesn't work, what makes it not work? Because, here I am as a newbie, I'm like, wow, I thought I was supposed to count calories. I thought I was supposed to count macronutrient ratios or grams of carbs or whatever. So what in your practice makes it not work?
It's just such a, the margin of error is so huge on those things that, people, when they add them up, they think, great, I just counted 1,850 calories, but we don't know really if that's what's happening. It's just an estimate at best. So we just don't have enough, we can't do it. We don't have the tools we need to add those things up. So it's an inexact science for most people.
And can you comment a little bit, just a little bit more on calories, like the concept of calories, where that comes from, and why maybe it's not so useful when we're thinking about applying it to the human body?
Well, yeah, calories are just a unit of energy, and we can attain them from food. The way we figure out calories in food is that it's processed in a machine, and it's kind of burned up. And you say, okay, we burned up this food in a machine in this lab, and we say it has this many calories. Great. Well, when we take the food outside of the lab and we prepare it in a pan or a pot or in an oven, and then we chew it and swallow it and eat it, and it goes in our GI tract, we don't know if we're really going to extract the same amount of calories as that machine did in the lab. So we have our body between, the food and what we're actually absorbing, and the predictions we get from the machine don't always translate to the human body.
I really like this way of framing it. I think you've really hit on kind of the central problem with interpreting how calories work in a machine versus in the body, which is really that the body, if we think about the body as a machine, ultimately that's not that useful. And so I think what you're alluding to here is the idea that the body is a very complicated system. And you kind of get into this in the book. And so maybe now, if you could talk about what are some of the ways in which the body is not like a machine and can be affected by other organic factors like vitamin levels or sleep. I mean, give me a sense of how the body is actually quite complex in the way that it responds to nutrients.
Gosh, yeah, so many factors here. I mean, everything from your mood to your sleep levels to your activity levels to where you're getting your food to how you're preparing the food, all those different things can impact how much we get from a food. So, if you slept 4 hours last night and your job is causing stress, and your kids are freaking you out, and you just did a 10-mile run that morning, and you decide to eat some raw broccoli, it's just all these different things are going to come into play when you actually say, all right, how many calories, how many grams of protein, how many grams of carbs am I going to get from that food? With all the hormones and the things happening with your GI tract, we just, it's too many factors to really identify and say, okay, I know for sure I am getting 30 calories from this food.